In the headlines, a newly launched initiative is expected to assist local health officials in addressing the heart of issues surrounding hypertension management. The government of St. Lucia has announced continued efforts to improve the national justice system through the development of the Forensic Science Laboratory. And St. Lucia gears up to host its first international horse race in the town of Vieuxfort. Details coming up.
Support to raise funds for women living with breast cancer. Make a donation to Faces of Cancer at the cash register when you shop at Massey Stores, starting at $1 up to $200. Massey Stores will match the funds raised. This is all done to benefit
organizations like us, cancer survivors like me.
And together, we can make a difference. Terms and conditions apply.
Underinsurance has become the topic of much conversation since Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Nagico Insurances is happy that people are finally joining in the conversation. Preventing underinsurance is very simple. Have your property appraised by a professional every 2 to 3 years or sooner if you have made any improvements. Make sure that you insure your property for the reconstruction value cost and ask your insurance agent or broker for guidance if you're uncertain. Remember to read your policy booklet in full. All the details of your coverage are outlined in it. You should always seek guidance from your agent or broker to ensure that you fully understand your cover. So, under insurance, let's add some action to complement the conversation. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Your home is a reflection of who you are. So make it beautiful with M&C Home Depot. Quality products at the best prices. Instant plumbing to home appliances. Customer service you can count on us. Experience you can trust.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. A newly launched initiative is expected to assist local health officials in addressing the heart of issues surrounding hypertension management. Earlier today, representatives of the Ministry of Health and Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, initiated the launch of the HEARTS program, an evidence-based program geared toward cardiovascular risk reduction, particularly through blood pressure control and management. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Malene Fredericks-James, commented on the aim of the HEARTS initiative.
This initiative is aimed at better blood pressure control in persons who have been diagnosed with high blood pressure or hypertension. The HEARTS initiative will require the active participation of persons who have hypertension, as well as all healthcare workers, particularly healthcare workers in the primary care settings, such as the wellness centers, district hospitals, the general practitioners within the private sector, and others. The goal is to ensure that persons with hypertension achieve very good control of their blood pressure so that they avoid the complications of high blood pressure. And I believe that we all here know some of the complications of high blood pressure: heart failure, stroke, kidney failure, heart attack, sudden death. We also know that hypertension is known as the silent killer, as one's pressure can be sky high with no or minimal signs or symptoms until something drastic happens.
Identifying the continued increases in the impact of cardiovascular illness, Dr. Fredericks-James went on to note that a total of 6 medical wellness centers island-wide will host the first implementation of the initiative.
In the last 10 to 15 years, non-communicable diseases, cardiovascular diseases in particular, including diseases like hypertension, stroke, disease of the hearts and blood vessels, having the number one cause of death in St. Lucia. Heart diseases and complications of hypertension are affecting younger and younger persons and is a major cause of untimely death. The Hearts Initiative is an initiative spearheaded by the World Health Organization involving various global actors, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S., the CDC, the Initiative Resolve to Save Lives, the International Society of Hypertension and Nephrology, the World Hypertension League, and World Federation of Diabetes and Heart. In this region, PAHO is our main implementing partner. St. Lucia will be the first OECS country to implement the Hearts Initiative. We will be commencing at 6 wellness centers, we call them demonstration sites for hearts. These are the Grand Riviere, Babono, Lacroix, Cicero, Richfort, and Bellevue Wellness Centers. The entire health team from these centers will be engaged in training activities this week. And so the centers will be closed, or with minimal services, because we're taking the entire health team, the health assistants, the health aides, the nurses, the doctors, the pharmacists, the nutritionists, the health promoters, all of them will be going to sit together as a group to get this training. Because hypertension is really everybody's business. It's not just the business of the doctors or the nurses. It's the business of us all.
Blood pressure is the measure of the force of blood pushing against blood vessel walls. The dangers of the illness have been stressed consistently by health officials as it causes the heart to work harder to pump blood out to the body, as well as contributing to hardening of arteries, to stroke, kidney disease, and heart failure. Meanwhile, non-communicable disease advisor to PAHO, Dr. Patrice Williams, has also outlined the impact of non-communicable diseases on the international community. Outlining the global framework of the Hearts Initiative, Dr. Williams noted that a multifaceted approach has assisted in addressing various NCDs.
The Global Hearts Initiative comprises six technical packages, which provide a set of high-impact, evidence-based intervention that when used together can drastically improve global health heart. These include EMPOWER, the package for tobacco control in line with the WHO framework convention on tobacco control. And we are aware and commend St. Lucia for making strides in this regard, most recently working with their public health amendment for smoke-free environments. Our active package for increasing physical activity, our shake package for salt reduction, our replace package to eliminate industrial produced trans fat from the global food supply, our safer package for reducing the harmful use of alcohol, and the reason we are here today, the Hearts Technical Package aimed at strengthening the management of cardiovascular disease at the primary healthcare level. We estimate that every year in the Americas, NCDs are responsible for nearly 4 out of every 5 deaths, and this figure is expected to rise.
Dr. Williams went on to present sobering figures on the present statistics for leading causes of non-communicable disease deaths, noting that many are preventable.
Cardiovascular diseases with 38%, cancer with 25%, respiratory diseases with 9%, and diabetes with 6% are the 4 leading causes of NCD deaths. More importantly, NCDs are preventable and the cause of many premature deaths. Of all the NCD deaths, 35% occur prematurely in people from age 30 to 70 years, and of which cardiovascular diseases and cancers combined account for 65% of total premature deaths. The implementation of the Hearts Technical Package is therefore very cost effective. Our economies can no longer sustain the cost of care associated with the management of cardiovascular diseases at the secondary and the tertiary levels. The Hearts Package utilizes highly efficacious and accessible antihypertensives at affordable prices, designed to improve medication compliance, minimize specialist care, and maximize the affordable cost of primary or preventative health care. Secondly, the implementation of the Hearts Technical Package supports a horizontal program, and this is what we often look at. The package integrates existing systems, such as the health information system, current primary health care NCD programs, and emphasizes, most importantly, team-based approaches, including patient compliance.
Non-communicable disease advisor to PAHO, Dr. Patrice Williams. The government of St. Lucia has announced continued efforts to improve the national justice system through the development of the Forensic Science Laboratory. According to Minister with Responsibility for Home Affairs, Justice and National Security, Senator Humangil Francis, monumental upgrades at the facility have been made through investment. More in this report.
The operationalization of the forensic lab is paramount to solving crime, so said Minister for Home Affairs, Justice and National Security, Honorable Humangil Francis, who appeared on GIS-NTN's program In Focus. He indicated that the laboratory had been closed due to a mold issue, which occurred as a result of poor construction works. The building, having been rehabilitated, is now open and serving its purpose, having brought solutions to two matters. The minister highlighted the importance of the forensic lab.
The lab has given us solutions to at least two cases. One of Marisol, the elderly lady, and one from Gifford, a young lady called Sabi. So we have the forensic on that, and it was found out that those individuals were the ones who committed the crime. And this is the way we have to go. Forensic evidence is going to be the way forward. We can't rely on eyewitnesses or persons to come forward, because as a small society, we don't have the capacity for witness protection. We're just a small window of opportunity there. So we have to rely on the forensic.
The minister added that the next step would be to introduce the areas of DNA and serology testing in the lab. He explained that certified individuals are already employed there, and the government has also committed to providing the necessary funding for the move.
We are now going to go into the DNA, and DNA is very important because we have a lot of cases in St. Lucia where children don't know who their fathers are. Mothers give people children who does not belong to the father, or some fathers do not accept the children. And so that DNA can be an avenue where mothers and fathers can go and find out, yes, the paternity of the child. We are going to go into serology, where things like intimate samples, saliva, and semen, and these sort of things. We have promised the lab that we are going to give them $380,000 in a new budget so that they can put these two areas on stream.
St. Lucia is also making headway in the area of ballistics. According to the minister, the government now utilizes facilities in Bermuda for ballistic testing. However, an individual has commenced studies in the field. Honorable Humangil Francis also noted that results from the ballistic testing have also pointed to perpetrators.
We have a young officer, a corporal of police, and he took his own initiative in that he started studying ballistics on his own, started doing the courses and so on. So we have recognized that, and we are trying to push him by sending him to Bermuda on a regular basis to do these sort of things. He has gone to Bermuda with some of the firearms that we have recovered, and incidentally, we are getting hits, the indication that we can link a particular firearm to a particular border. But again, we have done that, and then when we link that border to the perpetrator, that perpetrator is dead. So we have not been able to actually arrest and charge anybody, because most of the times, that person who the firearm was found in his possession is no longer with us.
Minister Honorable Francis appeared on GIS-NTN's In Focus on Thursday, 17th October 2019. For the Government Information Service, I am Janelle Norville.
St. Lucia is gearing up to host its first international horse race in the town of Vieux-Fort. The race is the first public event at the Turf Club's new racing facilities, which are part of the Pearl of the Caribbean Integrated Development, spearheaded by China Horse Club founder and chairman Teo Aking. Senior Communication Officer in the Office of the Prime Minister, Nicole MacDonald, recently sought to clear the air on speculation that the government had...
Despite the progress that has been made on this development in the south of the island, and as we near the successful hosting of St. Lucia's first race, there continues to be a concerted effort by some who attempt to somehow tarnish this achievement by continuing to spread outright lies. Permit me to state some facts which should clear up any misconceptions St. Lucians have about the government's part in this project. The government of St. Lucia has not purchased or facilitated the purchase of any horses for the race, meaning that no millions of dollars have been spent by the government of St. Lucia to purchase horses for this project. The construction of the racetrack has been fully funded by the investor. The government of St. Lucia has not funded the construction of the racetrack or any other aspect of this project. Let me repeat, no government funds have gone into the racetrack.
Also speaking yesterday at the pre-cabinet press briefing, Implementation Director Nancy Charles addressed various issues concerning the project.
With reference to St. Jude's, as we indicated to you a few months ago, there were a number of issues with the existing structure at St. Jude's which prevented the government from completing the structure. It meant that we would not be able to have a proper healthcare facility in the south, and the government was adamant that we are not going to give the people of St. Lucia mediocre. We want to give you what is good, what is best, as in our promise that we want to give you quality, affordable healthcare. I am pleased to say that we have started the process of the new wing of the St. Jude's Hospital. So let me remind you, for people out there to say that nothing is happening and we are not doing anything about healthcare, I think it is rather unfair.
Director of Implementation, Nancy Charles. Meanwhile, the St. Lucia Labour Party today issued a statement requesting full disclosure from the Alan Chesney administration on the recent purchase of horses for the proposed DSH Peter Cup races. According to the document, quote, the government has a responsibility to be honest and transparent and to demonstrate accountability to the citizens of the country. In this regard, the statement by the Senior Communications Director, Nicole MacDonald, leaves more questions than it answered. The document went on to note that Ms. MacDonald, in her statement, Ms. MacDonald claims that the government of St. Lucia did not purchase or facilitate the purchase of the horses. It further notes that Ms. MacDonald failed to inform St. Lucians of who purchased the horses and under what terms and conditions such a purchase took place. Now to the regional developments, brought to you with the kind compliments of TireZone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. TireZone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. TireZone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at TireZone?
TireZone.
Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Canada's Liberal Party of Justin Trudeau returned after general elections, though loss of seats will force it to form a minority government. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Tuesday, 22nd October 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Toronto and its surrounding regions, rich with people from the Caribbean, once again provided Canada's ruling Liberals a path to victory on Monday. This as Justin Trudeau was returned as Prime Minister following Canadian federal elections. The so-called 905 area ringing the city is home to several ridings that were considered up for grabs and a key path to forming government. But in the end, only two seats in the region were set to change hands from the 2015 election when the Liberals nearly swept the Greater Toronto area. Trudeau's Liberals, however, fell short of getting the 176 seats needed for an absolute majority, as its main rivals, the Conservatives, gained ground, particularly in the west of Canada. The Liberals also swept the city of Toronto, holding off challenges from the third left-leaning party, the National Democratic Party. Trudeau's Liberals will, however, likely depend on the NDP, who used Bungie Garland's Differentology as its election theme song, to pass bills in Parliament. The Liberals have suffered losses nationally, dropping from a majority to a minority, but their seat count in Ontario was virtually unchanged from the 76 seats they held at dissolution. Former Grenada Finance Minister Nazim Burke has not given up hopes of returning as leader of the main opposition National Democratic Congress, which holds a leadership convention on November 3. Party sources say, however, Franca Bernardine, a former education minister, is tipped to take over the leadership of the party, which has had Andel as its interim head for a year and a half. Carib Update News is reporting that Burke has refused to state categorically that he will not contest the position he resigned from last year in the aftermath of the party's devastating electoral defeat. Burke reportedly cited current Jamaica Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who successfully returned to lead his Jamaica Labour Party to victory after presiding over a devastating loss. At the last meeting of his St. George's Northwest Constituency Council, Burke kept open the possibility that he might put his name on the ballot. Bahamas's Prime Minister Hubert Minnis has reiterated his administration's position on illegal migration, saying that his administration won't be pressured from international organizations over its immigration policy. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has called on the Bahamas to suspend its immigration enforcement and deportation exercise in the wake of deadly Hurricane Dorian. But Minnis dismissed the call, saying the Bahamas is a country of law and order. In a weekend press statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the decision to resume enforcement and deportations was made after careful analysis at a time when it was deemed appropriately humane and necessary. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, former Jamaica Prime Minister P.J. Patterson has been discharged from hospital 7 days after he was admitted with injuries received in a car accident at his home. Patterson received injuries to one of his knees and his hip. Last Wednesday, he underwent a surgical operation at the Tony Thwaites wing of the University Hospital of the West Indies to repair the injured hip. In a release Monday evening, Alston Stewart, one of Patterson's aides, said the former Prime Minister is now resting at home. Stewart also said Patterson was discharged after a comprehensive medical review. He said Patterson will remain under the direction of a medical team, which will be enforcing a strict visitor policy to ensure that his recuperation is not compromised. In news from Bermuda, Cayman Islands magistrate Valdis Foldats Monday dismissed a case against one of Bermuda's leading magistrates following a car crash earlier this year. Foldats, drafted in to oversee the case, exonerated Kamishi Tokungbu, 65, who had denied refusing a breathalyzer test after he was arrested following the crash in Paget Parish on January 19. Foldats said that the arrest of Tokungbu was illegal before dismissing the case. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, A recap of the headlines. A newly launched initiative is expected to assist local health officials in addressing the heart of issues surrounding hypertension management. The government of St. Lucia has announced continued efforts to improve the national justice system through the development of the Forensic Science Laboratory. And St. Lucia gears up to host its first international horse race in the town of Vieux-Fort. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Key Battalion. Good afternoon.